It's Monday, August 26th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yusuf Nardakhani, an Iranian evangelical pastor and a Muslim convert to Christianity, sits in Tehran's notorious Evin prison for simply living according to his conscience, reports the Christian Post. Christians around the world are calling for his immediate release and shedding light on the egregious conditions facing religious minorities throughout Iran. 1 year ago, armed men raided Pastor Nardakhani's home in the middle of the night, beat him, committed violent acts against his family, and then hauled him off to jail, where he remains today. The arrest came after the government accused and tried Nardakhani in 2016 on charges of promoting quote-unquote Zionist Christianity and acting against national security. Even as trade tensions continued to heat up, President Donald Trump would make sure to refer to China's President Xi Jinping as his quote-unquote friend. On Friday, though, Trump unveiled a new label for his Chinese counterpart, quote, enemy, end quote, reports CNBC. In one of a series of tweets that rattled markets, the president posed a question to his more than 60 million followers comparing Xi to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, tweeting, quote, my only question is, who is our bigger enemy, Jay Powell or Chairman Xi, end quote. Early on Friday, China said it would increase existing tariffs by 5% to 10% on more than 5,000 U.S. products, including soybeans, oil, and aircraft. A 25% duty on American-made cars would also be reinstituted. The value of these products is estimated by the Chinese Commerce Ministry to total around $75 billion. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, age 86, has just completed 3 weeks of radiation treatment at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York for pancreatic cancer, reports National Public Radio. Doctors at Sloan Kettering said further tests showed no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body. Within an hour of the Ginsburg news, former Obama advisor David Axelrod tweeted that if there is a Supreme Court vacancy and President Trump nominated a replacement, quote, it will tear this country apart, end quote, reports the Washington Examiner. The left would have us believe that these drag queen story hours held in tax-funded libraries are harmless events celebrating inclusion and political correctness. But parents in Texas discover that David Lee Richardson, who goes by the drag name Miss Kitty Litter and has been participating in drag queen story hour events in the Austin Public Library system over the last year, has a criminal record for prostitution. John Euler, a licensed clinical counselor who founded ChurchProtect.org, who has spent 11 years working with sexual predators behind bars, says that these drag queen story hours are the, quote, greatest grooming program ever devised, end quote, reports the Christian Post. Euler said, quote, predators are using the drag queen story hour as a test to find out the degree of resolve of that community. And if it's easy pickings, trust me, predators are going to begin to flock to that community, end quote. Michael McLean, the longtime pastor of the historic Liberty Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Catawba, South Carolina, has been hired by former Vice President Joe Biden to help woo the powerful bloc of church-going voters ahead of that state's 2020 Democratic presidential primary, reports the Christian Post. Despite the fact that Biden has championed abortion up until the day of birth and homosexual faux marriage, Pastor McLean asserts that Biden has the moral character to appeal to black Christian voters, saying, quote, his policies are sound because he is sound, end quote. But Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8 declares, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Multiple sources on Martha's Vineyard say that the Obamas are buying a home for $15 million from the owner of the Boston Celtics that has 6,900 square feet and sits on 29 beachfront acres, according to Rush Limbaugh. The radio host thinks that's curious, since if you believe in man-made climate change, quote, that property is going to be ruined and destroyed inside of 10, maybe 12 years at the outside. Maybe because they know, the Obamas, that is, that this whole climate change thing is nothing but a gigantic left-wing agenda-driven hoax, end quote. Ashley Bratcher, the actress who portrayed Abby Johnson in the pro-life film Unplanned, has launched a scholarship fund for college students facing unplanned pregnancies, reports the Christian Post.
Around the time that Unplanned released theatrically, I received several messages from women saying that they had seen the movie and they were planning to have abortions. And then they had decided because of the movie that they were going to keep their babies, which is really incredible. And she just said, I realized that I can't have an abortion because that's a baby. But I don't know what to do because I'm a sophomore in college and I'm going to have to drop out of school and I'm not going to be able to finish. I'm just going to have to give up everything. It was in that moment that I realized, no, you don't have to quit school. So I have been working with Heartbeat International for the last month or two, and we devised a plan. If you go to unplannedmoviescholarship.com, you will see that we are launching a scholarship program for any mother who has chosen life for their child and they need a little help getting back into school. We're starting out with $5,000 scholarships.
Overcomer, the sixth movie from the Kendrick brothers, hit the silver screen this weekend, following on the heels of their 2015 release, War Room. Based on the book of Ephesians, Overcomer asks viewers, quote, where do you place your identity, end quote. Life changes overnight for Coach John Harrison, portrayed by Alex Kendrick, when his high school basketball team's state championship dreams are crushed under the weight of unexpected news. When the largest manufacturing plant in town suddenly shuts down and hundreds of families begin moving away, John must come to grips with the challenges facing his family and his team. Urged by the school's principal, portrayed by Priscilla Shirer, to fill in and coach a sport he doesn't know or like, John is frustrated and questioning his worth until he crosses paths with a student struggling with her own journey. Priscilla Shirer, a Bible teacher and the daughter of Pastor Tony Evans, recommends that people, quote, read Ephesians 1 and 2 and write down everything God says you are. Remind yourself that you're not rejected, you're chosen, loved, redeemed, and forgiven, end quote. Watch the Overcomer trailer and get the accompanying Overcomer Bible study through links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. I took my family to see it on Saturday night, and I'll tell you this, the gospel presentation could not have been more clear. It was inspirational, and I cried a boatload of tears. You'll love it. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 26th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.